Hard Rock 93.9 KTG. It's Volbeat and the Hangman's Body Count. Speaking of body count, it was one. Now it's all of a sudden two because of a special guest that just entered the building. Jasmine Kane.
What a smooth transition. That was awesome. Bravo.
You like that? I'll be here all night. Well, I'll be here for 30 minutes, and I've got a gig. I've got some place to go to. I hear there's a concert tonight, and the person that's going to be there is, I heard, pretty awesome.
It's really awesome.
Jasmine Kane. As I posted on Facebook, this has been years in the making, and you're finally here.
I'm here. I made it. I am here in your studio for the first time.
All right. Well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
And you're going to be in concert tonight. And as we were just talking just a second ago, can you believe it's been 10 years, almost 10 years? You've got to celebrate your 10-year anniversary of releasing your first CD.
I know. I can't believe it. People ask me all the time, you know, they've just heard about me and they're talking about, wow, we love your band. Are you guys new? I'm like, yeah, no, not really. We've got like four albums out and we've won numerous awards on these albums. My first album, The Inside, won two awards from JPF, Just Plain Folks, which is an organization that honors all unsigned artists worldwide. So it won two awards. My second album, Locks and Keys, won six awards, including Female Artist of the Year. And then JPF kind of fell off the map for a while because the founder, the owner, actually had a couple of strokes. But now they are doing another awards show, and actually both of my new albums are up for awards, Highway Prophet and Modern Day Gypsy.
And you just a couple of weeks ago, you were in Nashville and cleaned house.
The Music City Mayhem Awards are in Nashville. That honors all rock, pop, and punk music in Nashville. And I've won Female Rock Vocalist for three consecutive years now, this year being the new year. We also won Music Video of the Year and Rock Song of the Year. So that's a big deal. There's a lot of competition in Nashville.
Well, people will hear you on KTG and some other stations, and they just don't understand exactly how much work in a year's time you put into this business.
That's not easy. Not only is it hard to, you know, we're self-funded. We don't have a record label or
that's
financial.
That's what I was
going to
say. You're an independent artist, so every dollar comes out of your pocket.
On my own. So what happens is when people buy CDs, like, that goes straight back into the fund to do the next one or a music video. So, you know, we put out Highway Prophet music video about a year ago, and it just won an award. But we have a new video for the song Fade, which was on Locks and Keys, coming out.
Right.
We've actually, this music video has been in the making since that album came out in 08.
Is this the one that had the military theme?
Yes.
Because I heard you talking about it a lot, but then I never saw it, so it's finally coming out.
Yeah, it was mainly based, like, this music video had a lot of influence from one particular friend of mine who was stationed in Iraq. And he really wasn't ready to tell his story, and so we put it off. And, you know, we didn't push him for any information or anything. But when he was ready to tell his story, then we were ready to do the video. So that's why it's, you know, since 08, we've waited to make this video. But we wanted to make sure that it was right and that it honored him and his friends.
Huh. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to be in concert tonight. It's the KMS Bootleg Bike Rally. You'll be taking the stage about 10 o'clock. Let's see. Diversion should be on stage here in a little bit. And it's going to be great. We've got a lot of songs from Jasmine Kane and a lot more to ask you about. And we'll do that right after this on Power Rock 93.9 KTG. All right. Back in the studio with Jasmine Kane on Power Rock 93.9 KTG. And a little while ago, we were talking about your first album, almost 10 years old now, released in 2004, The Inside. And there's a song that I haven't, as I was going back and listening to the music, I haven't heard this song in a long time. I listened to it again. I said, well, this blows me away again. I keep forgetting how good some of the stuff off the first album was.
You know what I love about this album is that there was so much preparation and then no thought that went into it. Because, you know, we've been playing these songs. We wrote them. We played them. We were solid. We were tight. We knew what we were doing. We went in the studio. We cut the album in 2 days and didn't think about it. Because we found that, you know, we didn't want to overthink it. We wanted it to be super raw and super energetic. We wanted that to translate. When you listen to it, And I think that we did that. Because even when you go back and listen to it now, you still feel that energy, that raw energy that's in it. I mean, that album was an album of desperation. That was a do-or-die album for us. We were either going to make it or break it on that album. Because we were broke, broke. And we couldn't do anything, but we scraped our money together and did one album. We knew that was it. It was either going to sink or swim. There was no going back.
And when you put it together, a question I had thought of was, after it first was put in your hands, and you now go back 9 years later and listen to it, do you still have the goosebumps that you probably listened to when you got the first time?
Absolutely. I feel everything that I felt when I was there doing it, like the mental exhaustion, the physical exhaustion, the panic of how we're going to pay for this, you know, the stress of like trying to make sure that we filled our dates. And, you know, I think about every show that I went to, and when I got off the stage, I had a handful of CDs in my hand, and I was, you know, going to every table, talking to them, trying to get them to buy my album, and that is the only thing that made that work. I mean, it was, we put everything into that.
Yeah.
Everything.
And just reinstate what we just said. 2 days you were in the studio.
Yes.
Out of your own pocket, and you come out with this great album.
Yes.
And I heard it, first time I heard it, on another radio station one day, you were doing interviews with them. I said, wow.
We didn't sleep. There's no sleeping. Yeah. I remember I rested for a couple hours. They woke me up off the couch to sing Sweet Euphoria, which is why my voice is so low.
Right.
Because, you know, when you first wake up, your voice is super low. There's no way I could hit those notes if I wasn't asleep. It was awesome, though. Perfect. Everything fell into place. We were totally guided, and that's why I knew it was right.
Well, it's called The Inside. It's Jasmine Kane, and here's the song off that first one. It's Washes You Away. 9 years, still fantastic. Jasmine Kane, Washes You Away, from the debut album, The Inside. And it took you, 4 years?
Yeah.
And we were just talking about band members.
3 years to pay off the loan.
Yeah.
3.3 years.
And real quick, my favorite song, my all-time favorite Jasmine Kane song, and the song, you know, and Jerry Maguire says, "You hit me a hello."
Yeah.
You had me in November.
I wrote that as a poem, actually, in high school, and then kept it all those years and ended up coming up with a music part for it. One guy played all the strings on that. There's like...
You said a guy came in with this big black box.
Giant rack that's called the Eclipse because it blocks out the sun when he rolls it in, and did every single string part on it, and it was amazing. It was magic.
It's one of the most beautiful. I've always called a lot of your ballads hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
And I think that's the best term to describe it, but it is absolutely one of the most beautiful songs I think it's been ever written and sang.
I had a guy actually reach out to me and tell me that he wanted me to write motivational music for something, which I'm always willing to take on a challenge, but one of the guys in my band like spoke up and said, "Have you met her?" Because most of my songs are kind of tragic, so,
yeah,
you know.
But the words you put together in the first one gave you, and you took 4 years and put together the second album, which was Locks and Keys, mm-hmm. my favorite of the four albums, and you've got some killer songs, and we are still playing them on the radio.
Awesome.
And a lot of the times when you have an unknown artist or an unsigned artist, radio stations don't play them.
Right.
And you ask about, you know, us playing them here on our radio station. Your voice and your music fits our station perfectly. That's why we play a lot of your songs, because they are power rock.
I get to hear your station.
Right.
And so I was listening all the way driving here, and I'm like, yeah, our stuff fits this perfectly.
Exactly.
And I don't see why, you know, of course, this has been the age-old question, but in this day and age, it's a do-it-yourself world, and mm-hmm. musicians have to get out there and push. There's no reason why they can't do radio, just like signed national acts are. You can do your own radio tour. You can do your own radio promotions. You've got to keep really good records, and you've got to get out there and promote. And don't be afraid to, like, get up, throw some stuff in a truck, and drive around the country and go hit these radio stations. It's important. It's necessary if you want to get your stuff out there. It's really important. And it's so cool that people like you will pick up the phone and say, yeah, come in, let's do that, you know? And you're so gracious and so willing to let us come, and I really appreciate that.
Well, you're Jasmine Kane.
I mean, I am Jasmine Kane.
You're Jasmine Kane. All right, I'm going to pick, you know, we play Whiskey Kiss and Frostbite and You're Still Gone and Fade, you know, all the time. But there's one that we don't play, and this is the one I've had a question. I don't think I've ever asked you about this, and I don't think I've ever heard you talk about Enigma.
Okay.
Enigma starts out as a kind of a power ballad.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get done singing, and the song switches gears becomes like this rock anthem on the tune of Free Bird something like that.
How did that happen? Well, basically, this song was written by our keyboard player, David Michael Thomas, years ago. And he, you know, I loved the song. He played it for me. We were still looking for one more song to make this album. And he played me that song, and I said, wait, I was singing along with it. I said, you've played this for me before. He said, no, I haven't. This has been locked up for years. So I somehow knew the song without hearing it. I said, this is supposed to happen. So we got the song, we played it, and we realized that in Locks and Keys, if you look, it's kind of like 50-50 rockers and ballads. So we felt like we were a little bit heavy on the ballads. So I'm like, okay, we've got this song, and it is technically a ballad or a slower mid-tempo song, but I'm going to do something to the end of it that's going to make it really rock, and it won't seem like you just listened to a mid-tempo or ballad song at the end. And so we put Jeff, our guitar player, in a room, and we just put that part, like, on repeat. And I said, I just want you to shred. You just do whatever. And it was so funny because we all went outside, you know, and the guys were smoking cigarettes. We were all talking and hanging outside. And pretty soon, and we're hearing this, you know, we're hearing this Mesa Boogie just wailing in there. We're like, whoa, dig it. You know, we're totally excited about what he's doing. And pretty soon, like, he comes out, like, after forever. We can't believe he's still in there shredding. And he comes out, and he's like, guys... So, yeah, and he's like, can I be done now? Because, like, my hands are really starting to hurt. And we're like, oh, dude, you could have stopped at any time. Like, he was just in there shredding away. He didn't even, you know, he was just waiting for us to say that's good. But we were all outside having a beer and a smoke, you know. So,
oh, my.
That's hilarious.
All right, well, this is from Locks and Keys, the second album from Jasmine Kane. It's Enigma on Power Rock 93.9 KTG. Jasmine Kane, Enigma from the Locks and Keys CD, Power Rock 93.9 KTG. We've got a quick break. We're going to go over just a little bit over the Nikki Sixx show. So, Nikki and...
I love Nikki. I love you, Nikki.
Yeah, speaking of bass players.
Yeah, I love him.
But we're going to take a quick break, come right back, and continue with Jasmine Kane right before her show coming up. She'll be at about 10 o'clock tonight, KMS, the Kentucky Motor Speedway Bootleg Bike Rally. It's on Haines Station Road in Whitesville, just east of Owensboro. She'll be on stage at about 10 o'clock, hopefully rain or shine or whatever kind of bad weather.
Who knows?
Weather forecast is coming up next. Jasmine says, please let it rain more after this. No. All right, back in the studio with Jasmine Kane on Power Rock 93.9 WKTG, Madisonville, Evansville, Henderson, Owensboro, and all across the tri-state and all around the world on the line at WKTG.com. And folks listening into you right now, we've talked about your first two albums, and we're running a little short on time, so we're going to zoom on through the rest to get you out of here and get you to Owensboro. But Highway Prophet... You had a lot of original songs.
Yeah.
But this is your first with a cover song.
That's the first album I actually put a cover song, and I released Edge of 17 on there, Stevie Nicks. And I've actually never covered that song live before this album. I just had an overwhelming desire to put that song on this album.
So of everything you could have picked, that was the one.
That's what I chose. And I can't answer why or why it needed to be done. It's just, I just go with my gut. Like, if something's really overwhelming and tells me that I need to do it, I need to do it. And so I did. And I think it came out amazing, actually.
Our boss put that in, and I said, hey, I saw you played Edge of 17. He said, you like that version? He said, oh, man, I like that a whole lot better than the original. So there you go.
I cut a lot of it out because it was really long and got kind of monotonous and stuff, so I actually cut the song down a little bit. And I had my best friend in Nashville, who was also in a rock band, Goldilocks, did all the background vocals with me. So it was fun.
Okay. That answers
go
that.
Team! We're actually, she and I are filming a TV show right now called Goldie Knows, and it's going to be a talk show.
Oh,
TV
cool.
Show. So if you want to see two broke girls that are ridiculous, you know, make idiots of themselves, then check that out.
I'm in. Count me in. And then Modern Day Gypsy came up next. Highway Prophet was 3 years after Locks and Keys, and then right. just a year later. And did this, am I remembering my Jasmine Cain history correct? A pop quiz, Jasmine Cain pop quiz. Did this start because you got a free hour recording session?
Yes!
Did I win?
You win! Woo! I actually was performing in Baltimore at Noise in the Basement. They were doing this fundraiser for type 1 diabetes. And I donated a bass guitar for giveaway. I said, man, I'm gonna donate to this. Here's a bass guitar. They gave it as their grand prize. That was the big grand prize. Well, the second prize was like 1,000 hours of recording or something like that at the studio that's in Manassas, Virginia, which is like an hour from there. So this drawing comes about, and they do the drawing for the grand prize, my bass, which I had to check on an airline to get there, pay for it to get there. And they pulled my name out. I bought raffle tickets. And I won my own stupid bass back. So I said, you know what? I don't want to check this thing back on an airplane to go back home. I meant to give it away. I found the people that won the second prize, and that was the recording time. And I said, look, I just won my bass back. Do you guys want to switch? And they're like, man, that's what we wanted, was that bass. My husband wants to learn how to play bass. I'm like, deal. So we switched. And I took the recording time, and we went in and did pre-production on that very trip. So instead of going home, we just went to Manassas and did pre-production on this album. And then this album turned out to be nothing like that. So all that pre-production was completely useless, but at least we got to sit and hang out for a while. Our guitar player, Jeff, left us, and so everything that he was working on with us, I just decided that it was time to take the reins. So I went into the studio myself, and I learned a ton of instruments that I do not play, like mandolin, ukulele, a bunch of different percussion instruments, and I did a lot of the instrumentation on this myself.
Cool. So, and this is totally, first three albums, pure rock and roll.
Yep.
Second album, you stripped everything down.
This last album, the fourth album, yes. Modern Day Gypsy is a complete acoustic album. It's a throwback to when I first started, because I started in coffee shops and just playing, guitar on my front steps. I was that girl that, took the guitar on I rode my horse to school. I was a girl that...
in South Dakota.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had my guitar with me everywhere. I played it everywhere. And that was just what I did. I went from place to place. I played guitar, whether I was paid or whether I just showed up and did it. I mean, that was my life. So I wanted to... This was kind of a throwback as to where I got started, which was just having no means and no motive and no direction, and just kind of going and playing and whatever, and using what you had around you to influence the songs themselves. So there is a lot of worldly influence in these songs you'll hear.
And everybody can check that out. Mm-hmm. But the one song you've redone, and you've rocked it out more or less, called mm-hmm. Nightingale.
Yes.
And it's available as a digital download, and we'll get to where we can access all those in a minute. But Nightingale.
Nightingale's a Spanish style on our acoustic album.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Super cool flamenco guitar, Spanish style, really cool.
And then you take the next step. You say, Amy Lee, I can knock her out. let's see.
Well, the truth is, if you must know, the rock version was recorded first.
Oh, it was. Okay,
it was. So I actually came up with the Spanish version after the rock version was already created. So we actually flip-flopped them, but we've hung on to this song, to Nightingale, the rock version, for all this time. Mm-hmm. Waiting, because we were going to release it on Highway Prophet.
Okay.
But it didn't fit the rest of the music on Highway Prophet, so we decided to hold on to it and release it as a single. So it's been sitting there for a long time, and that's just my Spanish version of it, which I did after the fact. So this Nightingale, this song, has been sitting there forever, and I'm dying for people to hear it.
Well,
dying.
Speaking of which, you can hear it right now. Here's the rocked out version, the first version of Nightingale, Jasmine Cain, Power Rock 93.9 KTG. Okay, I ask you a simple question. Who needs Evanescence? Who needs Hellstorm? You got Jasmine Cain. Enough said. Power Rock 93.9 KTG.
Oh, I want to shout out to my band. I want to tell Zach that I have four stools to choose from here in the studio, and I'm sitting on the Kiss stool just for him.
Yes, we have the famous classic rock bar stools, which we're quite fond of here in the brand new KTG studios. All right, Jasmine Cain with us. You just heard Nightingale. That's her latest song. You can get that a couple of different ways. But you're going to be in concert in just a little bit next to Owensboro in Whitesville at the KMS Bootleg Bike Rally.
This trailer can go.
Law enforcement, you did not hear that Jasmine Cain's getting ready to go.
They're paving the way for me.
Gotcha. We could go on. There's so many different things I could ask you over your 10-year career, almost 10-year career. But I'm sure people are going to be starting to listen to that, or they've listened to KTG over the time and heard your stuff and want your stuff. So how can they get your
stuff? Actually, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to the songs in their entirety. If you go to Reverb Nation, R-E-V-E-R-B Nation, and / Jasmine Cain, you can actually listen to these tracks. Most of them are listed on there. If you want to buy the music, which I highly recommend because that's how we keep going until we somehow miraculously find management and record label, we're doing this on our own. So every time you guys buy CDs or T-shirts, it helps a ton. So you can do that on iTunes if you're big into downloads. You can totally download everything I've got available on iTunes.
I forgot about that. You just did that not too long ago, right?
Everything through CDBaby.com actually distributes to all digital downloads.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So basically, if you like physical copies like I still do, because I like to go in and read and look at the pictures and all of that, because I'm just weird like that. I mean, I got to know who played on it and what the words say. So, you can order physical copies at CDBaby.com and just search Jasmine Cain, and it's C-A-I-N, like Cain and Abel.
It's Jasmine with an E.
Yes, because the good girl had to die. She had to go. But yeah, you can actually order any of those albums online on CD Baby. And my website online store, cross your fingers, pray to God, is still being worked on and should hopefully be up soon. So.
And the entertainment is always lively on Facebook.
Oh, of course. You're going to get a comment from me for sure.
Yes, I've learned lots of interesting things about you over the last several years.
Like what?
Well, you know, when you see pictures of, first of all, that I'm just going by quick memory here.
Oh, no.
I remember like skulls and then painted skulls. But this is something a lot of people may not know who may know your music. You're a very talented artist, and you just posted a picture, which is
awesome. I just did an acrylic painting. Actually, I paint acrylic paintings based on song lyrics. So I've painted a few different paintings that were based on song lyrics. Like that last song that we just listened to, Nightingale. I did a painting on Nightingale. I did a painting on Give Me Love. And this last one that I just did is actually off Highway Prophet, which the lyric is, "But still ride faster than your guardian can fly." So it's very evil, kind of creepy looking red, orange sky and this guardian in the sky. So it's kind of cool. But all of them are based on it, and I write all the lyrics on the back of the painting itself with the album that it was on and the song and sign them. So it's just kind of something extra that I do, and I have a few fans that really like to collect those. So
yeah. And what's next? You tour a whole bunch. I mean, seriously, I wish we had time to cover this part because that could probably take a lot of stories.
Stories are the best.
Yeah, where you've been. You've been to several countries now. So
yeah, road stories are awesome. Like that's why I think we're gonna do a DVD and just kind of include a bunch of stories. There'll be some stuff of us just telling stories individually, and some of us in group settings where, like, we're all trying to remember. Because there are times when I have drank too much. I don't remember, but somebody might throw something out.
Some of your things you all just throw together with a camcorder and stuff, that has been priceless over the years.
I have done a lot of that. But I have an Old Smoky Moonshine endorsement now. So, you know, sobriety is harder now. So we have, you know, a hard time remembering things. I've lost my flip video. I did that on the last one, so I don't know what happens to this stuff. But they're good times, always fun.
Right. So are we looking at a fifth album sometime down
Absolutely.
The road?
I have something to prove now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a little chip on my shoulder, actually.
You have a chip on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to hear about your chip.
It's just eating me up, and I got to do something about it, because...
Because we haven't played enough Jasmine Cain music.
I'm actually, you know, my first album, I was furious when I recorded that album. I was doomed. I mean, I had the world against me, and I was angry about it because no one was supportive. And I couldn't believe that I'd spent my whole life wanting to accomplish this dream, and nobody supported it. Nobody. They all told me I was crazy. So I was like, okay, I got you crazy. Let's do this. And I was mad when I wrote that album, and you can hear it in that. Locks and Keys was just like an exhaustion. Like, I made it, I did it, and now I was just tired. It was like, I'm just going to lay down and let the bus run over me, kind of. It was kind of dark and heavy, you know? Highway Prophet was a fun road song. So like, yeah, fist pumping, you know, anthem type songs. Modern Day Gypsy was an experimentation for me, like, to see what I could play, like, different instruments and what kind of, you know, music knowledge I could throw together in one collective piece. Nightingale is just commercial rock and roll where we're just trying to get out there and get some radio play on it. But now I'm angry again. Like, I'm starting all over again. I'm like, okay. Because there comes a certain point in time where you think, people look at you and they think, well, you know, you've done all this and you had all this help and you didn't really do anything on your own. You didn't do it. You had all these other people do it. Well, I want people to know that I did do it and I will continue to do it. So I have got a chip on my shoulder. I've got some songs to write and they're going to be pointed at a few particular people that are the naysayers.
Just remember, we here have played your music.
I
for
the- I won't show up on your doorstep with a shotgun. You're okay. But right. I just got some things to prove.
What are we anticipating if folks are headed to Whitesville tonight? We don't have time to talk about you jumping on speakers and then jumping into the crowd, which
you
I think
did.
Is just absolutely hilarious.
But yeah, no, we're going to get wet probably. So if you come to Whitesville, just prepare to get wet.
And still right now, you do a lot more cover stuff than you do your own stuff on stage right now. Is that right, or is it still?
Depends. Depends on the crowd and what they're calling for. Now, when we go down to Florida, surprisingly, we're getting more and more people that are hearing our albums, and they are requesting that. They want to hear it.
Right.
They don't want to hear these covers. They don't want to hear, you know, any Nickelback and things like that. They're like, no, we want no Kid Rock. We want to hear Jasmine Cain songs.
Right.
So to me, that's like total triumph. Yay, we finally did it, you know? So I think we're at a point where it's time to turn the corner.
Yes.
I'm ready to turn the corner. We have 4 albums of original music. There's no reason that we can't sustain a high-energy show, much like what we would do, but with our own music.
Right.
And so actually, that's kind of a little hint as to what you can expect from this 5th album, because I'm going to gear it a little bit more towards what the people hear us do with our covers.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty obnoxious and loud, and it's probably going to contain some profanity. Sorry, Mom. She's going to be so mad at me.
Yeah, and you told me a long time ago, you said that first album, that's the first thing you was worried about, because there's
a letter from
couple
my mom.
Of curse
if you,
words.
If my mom takes the time to write me a letter and send it to me and tell us, that's bad. That's bad. Usually they're kind of like, you know, we're not sorry, you know, not too fond of this, but my mom actually wrote me a letter. That's bad. I felt terrible, but not terrible enough to not do it.
Yeah.
It needed to be said. And in music, you have to have, you know, you have to, it's, you know. It's
Did she write you a letter the first time she saw a picture of you on Facebook jumping off a speaker into the crowd?
I don't think she goes on, she saw one picture of me. It wasn't even a provocative photo. It was like me in like a cowboy hat and some like cropped shirt or whatever, and she wrote on it, "You need to throw this shirt away. This is the reason why I don't go on Facebook." And I was like, man, that's not even bad. Thank God she stopped there, you know, because it could have gotten worse.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think they're past the point of like, they know that that's part of the image, you know, it's part of like what you do as an entertainer. You can't dress like every average everyday person,
right,
or else you're looked at like an average everyday person. If you want to be a star, and you know, somebody told me this a long time ago, because I was the girl that I performed in what I'm wearing now, jeans and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I performed in. I was comfortable. That's what I always wore. And somebody said, you know, you're really good. Your band is good. You're entertaining. You're great. But you look like average everyday person. If you want to be a star, if you want to be looked at like something bigger than what you are, then you need to dress that way.
Right.
Which is why I started dressing that way. And it's a matter of constantly changing. Because, I mean, you're getting older. You're changing your style.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not 20 anymore. So, you know, I don't want to dress like that anymore. But, you know, you could still be totally rock and roll, totally sexy, and not throwing it all out there like that. So, I mean, it's a constant change in what you're doing. But, I mean, we work out. We're in good shape. You know, we can still rock some stuff if we need to.
Well, it has been a pleasure. I know we've got to get you on the road. Because
I gotta go. My band's gonna fire me.
Yeah, I think you're an important part of the band. I think you'll stick around.
Don't count on it.
All right, it's been a blast. It's like I said, this has been years in the making, and I've listened to your music for almost 10 years now, and every single time you turn around, you do something else and you blow us out the water again. So thanks for actually getting here and dodging enough rain bullets to actually get here for a little bit.
Just made it, man. Yeah. Sliding in sideways. Did you even come? How am I going to get down off this
thing? Oh, it just goes right down there. You're fine.
Except for when my trailer grabs a hold of it and drags all the way out. I'll leave you some marks to remember me by.
There you go. All right, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy the show tonight. And I hope everybody can get out there because you do put on a great performance.
Hey, you know, if nothing else, we'll throw some couches in the trailer and we'll just sit around and drink shine. So, hey, come on, hang out with me.
Well, there you go. If that's not reason enough.
Yeah, man, we'll have a ball. I'm sure I can find an acoustic guitar.
Jasmine Kane, she'll be performing tonight, KMS, about 10 o'clock or so. She'll hit the stage, and it'll be worth every bit of the $10 you pay to get in there and see the show.